Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We just did a couple of segments helping people out by getting this out of their system. Their biggest heartbreak sports moment. What is it for you, non-Titan related?
Probably... I've had so many of them over the years.
I know, we all have.
So I'm thinking, you know, because I just left Dodger Stadium, I was on vacation. I saw the Dodgers play a couple of nights. I'm going to give you a Dodger memory, and that's probably when Jack Clark hit the home run.
Tom Niedenfuhr.
Yeah, back in, I guess that was 1985 when they could have walked to get to Van Slyke, if my memory's correct, and then That was a big, a tough memory for me. And then, I guess, if I'm going to go to Vanderbilt basketball, is when they had the tennis ball game, they lost the SEC championship, and the tennis ball was thrown on the court, and Dwayne Schenchus hit a couple of free throws to force overtime, and Danny lost that game.
Did we ever figure out who the tennis ball thrower was in the Schenchus game?
There's a prime suspect, but I'm not going to mention his name.
Really?
On air, but I know every time I see him, I kind of give me a funny feeling because he still goes to games over there. But I think there were three guys. I don't think it was just one guy that did that. So I think that qualifies. That hits two of them. As far as Vanderbilt football, I don't know. It's been all good over the years. I can't think of any tough losses for Vandy football. So,
Jimbo. Jimbo caught the first couple of episodes of Igniting the Fire. And really going into that, we all kind of wonder what it looked more like, Hard Knocks, or what would the style be? And it's really been more of a, number one, get to know Mike Vrabel and why is he here and get to know about him. Second week was get to know more about the offensive coaches and kind of what drives them and what they're thinking.
Yeah, and I think it is great, you know, for fans to get a little insight on, you know, not only the players but some of the new coaches, as you mentioned, Mickey. I mean, because these guys are new. You know, there's Matt LaFleur, Pat O'Hara, you know, who are working with Marcus Mariota, but also you get to other position coaches. I think you're going to see, you know, more from guys over the course of the next couple of weeks. It's been great access. Even a guy like Joe Branko, who's been over there for so long as an equipment manager, who works closely with the quarterbacks and does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. He was featured in this past week's episode. It's just neat to see. I mean, you know, I'm around there, you know, every day, and certainly you guys are out there, and you see, you know, see these people and know them, but, you know, fans that are not able to make it to all the practices or hit training camp, you know, get a behind the scenes look at these guys. It's just going to continue, and it's been great access. And the department at the Titans have done a great job. You know, props to Mike Vrabel for giving such great access, and it's been a big hit. Everybody I've talked to has really enjoyed it.
I think people just love access, and anytime you give them access, you know, they just enjoy it. That's the world we're living in now. There was some interesting, I know, national reference to this since the last time we've had you on, when Coach Vrabel talked to all of us media types before he broke for the summer. He was talking about somebody asked him about his confidence level and giving the team that final day off. And in an entire paragraph of things that he said answering the question, he said, as a coach, I don't know if I'll ever truly be confident. I have confidence in all our players on our roster, but I don't know if that's something you'd always say as a head coach, that you're just going to go be confident we're going to roll out and win a game. And some national media outlets got a hold of it and just took one sentence from what he had said about, as a coach, I don't know if I'll ever truly be confident, and just had a field day on some of these shows where they yell at each other, dissecting that. Well, we were all standing there. You were standing there. That's a true moment where you see one thing taken out of context. And boy, did he get some run for about 24 hours.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I guess I didn't notice it had gotten a big run. It certainly didn't strike me as anything that was real newsworthy. I mean, if anything about Mike Vrabel, it comes across for him as he's a confident guy. You know, he's got a little bit of a swagger to him. You know, some people, you know, he's certainly is cocky, but and so for people to take it the other way and act like he doesn't have confidence in his team, I think that's taken a big leap. And you know, the fact that he gave him a day off is I know some people think, well, I didn't take advantage of practice. Well, they're doing that practice on the last day of minicamp. I've covered this team since the beginning. It's very rare when they actually do practice on the last day of minicamp. That's usually a day they get the day off for a team function, which is what they did. They went to the Metro Police Academy, but they've used that, you know, from Jeff Fisher days to Mike Munchak to Ken Wisenhunt. I mean, from Mike Mularkey, that's usually a day where there's fun and games involved and give them a break before they hit. Hit the road before the long vacation, but that was not very newsworthy, if you ask me.
Yeah, it was weird. I went into my office in my house, and so ESPN, those shows are on, and it was the Bomani Jones and Pablo Torres show, and they had the quote up there, and Bomani was just ripping him. And so I'm like, wait, what's the rest of this quote? So Mickey and I pulled it and played the entirety of his quote on the show. But yeah. Hey,
I mean, I think this is life as a coach. I mean, I think every coach is, you know, you're certainly guarded, and you're not, you want to make sure you've got every base covered, and you're not going to sleep well at night wondering if there's one thing that you left out. So that's what I think he was trying to get across, is you're never, as a coach, you just never feel like you're completely prepared. You feel like there's always something else you could do. And so that's no different than, you know, Bill Belichick, I'm sure.
And we all took it that way sitting there, and it was literally 2 weeks later before it even made that, again, the rounds on the chat show.
Yeah, this
they
was
yelled
on,
at each other.
This was on Monday. Yeah. This was on Monday.
Yeah, that shows you it's off season.
it's kind of what we thought.
Hey, so a lot of young, talented players on this team. I'm curious to get your take. We're going to talk about this maybe tomorrow, but next Titan maybe or two that are most likely to make their first Pro Bowl.
I think Corey Davis is nearing a breakout year. There's so many good receivers in the AFC that certainly it's going to take a really good year for him to do it. But I think he's one to watch. I think Adoree Jackson played second most snaps of anybody in the league last year behind the Honey Badger. You know, he didn't have a pick. He didn't really have a game-changing play, but he even came back set. I mean, the leap that you make from year one to year two is huge. And I think Adoree Jackson is going to get his in a position to make more plays this year. I think he's going to have some interceptions. He's a game-changing type player. I think Adoree is one of those guys that could emerge as a Pro Bowler in the near future.
Jim, we appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for the time, and have a great weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Jim Wyatt. At Jay Wyatt Sports, Matt, is Jim underwater? No, there are dead spots in that facility over there, so we'll have to work on that. They moved the media.